pre-existing conditions have become a hot topic in races all across the country. Everybody's clamoring to say that they will protect insurance coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. How is that playing out here in Georgia?
Well, as you mentioned, pre-existing conditions is a huge issue for people, but it always has been, especially for people who have asthma or diabetes or have a cancer problem in their past. Tens of millions of Americans have one of these health conditions that could run into problems with the old health insurance world. But one of the things the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare did was it required insurers to cover at the same price somebody, let's say, with diabetes and somebody without diabetes. In other words, the idea that somebody would be charged more because they have a health condition was prohibited under the ACA. And so Democrats have strongly urged that the ACA be retained and maintained and preserved. And they point out that Republicans in Congress and across the country have looked to repeal Obamacare. And Republicans are coming back and saying, well, we're gonna still protect these people with health conditions.
What impact can a governor have on a policy issue like that? Because we're talking about congressional policy.
Right. I mean, Brian Kemp has talked about, and along with every Republican, has talked about preserving pre-existing conditions. But you're right. It's basically a national issue. I will say that Georgia is one of 20 states that are suing to overturn the Affordable Care Act in a Texas court. And the White House is actually supporting that effort. And one of the things that the White House is saying is we're not going to defend the fact that the pre-existing condition requirements that are in the ACA in that lawsuit. So it does have some relevance on a state level. But the biggest healthcare issue, I think, in this election, in this governor's election, is what to do about Medicaid expansion.
And that was going to be my next question, because that is the big issue, especially for a governor. Georgia, of course, is one of the states that did not expand Medicaid. So how is that factoring into the race and into the overall picture of healthcare in Georgia?
Stacey Abrams, from the start, has said that this is her number one issue. This is what she wants to do, start to do on day one if she's elected governor, is expand Medicaid. 33 states have expanded or adopted Medicaid expansion, including some Republican-led states like Ohio with John Kasich and even Mike Pence in Indiana. The Republican leadership in Georgia has steadfastly rejected expansion, saying it's too costly. But Abrams is out there saying it would be an economic issue, first of all, that would help rural hospitals and safety net hospitals and bring jobs to Georgia. And she points out that probably 500,000 Georgians would gain coverage through Medicaid expansion. These folks are kind of like the working poor, and they're uninsured currently, but the estimates vary, but generally speaking, it's 500,000 people that would pick up coverage if Georgia expanded Medicaid.
You mentioned rural hospitals closing. How are the candidates proposing to address Georgia's rural healthcare crisis?
Well, Abrams is emphasizing Medicaid expansion. Brian Kemp is focusing on the rural tax credit, where donors, individual donors or businesses can give money to a rural hospital and get a tax credit for it. The limit for those tax credits is $60 million, and Brian Kemp is saying we need to raise that to $100 million. And it's been a successful program for hospitals, for rural hospitals. It doesn't, however, deal with coverage for these uninsured folks that are out there in rural counties and elsewhere across the state.
Well, Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.